How to prepare a 72-hour kit bug out bag for emergencies. Natural disasters, power outages, or unexpected emergencies can strike without warning. While we can't always predict when these events will occur, we can prepare for them. A well-equipped 72-hour kit, often called a bug out bag, could be the difference between chaos and peace of mind during an emergency. Whether you're a seasoned prepper or just beginning to explore emergency preparedness, this guide will walk you through the essentials of creating a 72-hour kit that will keep you safe, comfortable, and ready for the unexpected. What is a 72-hour kit or bug-out bag? A 72-hour kit is a backpack or bag filled with essential items designed to sustain you for up to 3 days, 72 hours, in an emergency situation. The idea is to have all the basics, food, water, clothing, tools, medical supplies, readily accessible so you can grab the bag and go if necessary. The bug-out bag concept originally gained popularity in prepper communities as a response to life-threatening scenarios where quick evacuation is required. However, 72-hour kits are now widely recognized as a practical emergency preparedness tool for everyone. Why is a 72-hour kit essential? Emergencies, be they natural disasters, severe storms, or large-scale evacuations, often strike without warning. A 72-hour kit ensures you're equipped with everything you need to survive, stay safe, and manage the waiting period until help arrives or you regain access to regular services. Key benefits of a 72-hour kit include rapid response to evacuation orders, self-sufficiency when services like power, water, and stores are unavailable, peace of mind knowing you're prepared for the unexpected. Now that we've established why you need one, let's focus on how to build an effective 72-hour kit. How to build your 72-hour kit. 1. Choose the right bag. Your 72-hour kit starts with a durable, comfortable, and spacious bag. Look for these features when selecting your bag. Size. Ensure it's large enough to hold all your essentials, but not so bulky it becomes difficult to carry. Compartments. A bag with multiple compartments helps organize your items for quick access. Comfort. Look for padded shoulder straps, adjustable waist straps, and breathable material, especially if you'll need to carry it for extended periods. Great options include sturdy backpacks, tactical bags, or large hiking packs. 2. Water supply is critical. Water is one of the most critical components of survival. Include the following for your water needs. Water bottles or hydration bladders, carry at least 1 gallon per day per person. Water purification tablets or a portable water filtration system, such as a Life Straw. Collapsible water containers for extra storage if resources run low. 3. Pack sustenance with emergency foods. Food should be lightweight, non-perishable, and easy to prepare. Examples include energy bars or high-calorie meal bars. Dehydrated or freeze-dried meals, just add hot water. Canned goods with pull-off lids, don't forget a lightweight can opener if needed. Trail mix, nuts, and dried fruit for snacks. Ensure your food can last for at least 72 hours. And don't forget utensils and a portable stove or heat source if required. 4. Clothing and shelter. Pack lightweight, weather-appropriate clothing and gear to protect against the elements. Essentials include seasonal layers, such as thermal underwear and jackets for colder climates. Extra sets of underwear and socks. Wet feet can be painful and dangerous. Waterproof poncho or jacket for rain protection. Emergency blanket or a small sleeping bag for warmth. A compact tent or tarp for temporary shelter. 5. Comprehensive first aid kit. Minor injuries can quickly become serious in an emergency. A first aid kit is non-negotiable. Include items such as band-aids, gauze, and medical tape. Antiseptic wipes and antibiotic ointment. Pain relievers and any prescription medications you require. Tweezers, scissors, and disposable gloves, CPR mask, and emergency medical instructions. 6. Tools and survival gear. A few versatile tools go a long way. Here's what to pack in your kit. Multi-tool or Swiss Army knife for general utility. Flashlight with extra batteries or a crank solar-powered flashlight. Fire starters, such as waterproof matches, a lighter, or flint and steel. Paracord for securing shelter, bundling items, or other makeshift uses. Duct tape, which seems to fix almost anything. A whistle to signal for help if needed. 7. Personal hygiene supplies. Hygiene is often overlooked in emergency kits, but plays a critical role in maintaining health and morale. Pack the following items for basic cleanliness. Travel-sized toiletries like toothpaste, soap, and deodorant, toilet paper or biodegradable wipes, hand sanitizer and disposable gloves, feminine hygiene products, if applicable. 8. Important documents and cash emergencies can mean banks are closed or ATMs are inaccessible. Keep copies of essential documents in a waterproof bag and include some cash. Examples include identification documents, driver's license, passport, medical records and prescriptions, insurance information, emergency contact numbers, written down, don't rely solely on your phone. 9. Communication and navigation tools. Don't get caught off guard if cell towers are down. Equip yourself with the following tools for communication and navigation. Battery-powered radio or hand crank radio to stay updated with emergency broadcasts. Printed maps of your local area and evacuation routes. Fully charged power bank for cell phone charging. 10. Tailor your kit to your needs. Every individual or family will have unique needs, so consider personalizing your 72-hour kit by including items such as baby formula and diapers for those with infants, pet supplies if you have furry family members, entertainment, especially for kids, small toys or books, maintaining and reviewing your 72-hour kit. Your 72-hour kit isn't something you can build once and forget about. Follow these steps to keep it in top condition. Check expiration dates on food, water, and medications annually, and replace them as necessary. Test your gear, such as flashlights and fire starters, to ensure they remain functional. Update clothing and supplies as seasons change or as your family's needs evolve. Stay prepared and confident. Having a fully stocked and carefully organized 72-hour kit offers peace of mind and drastically improves your ability to respond to emergencies. Whether you're evacuating due to a wildfire or facing a power outage after a storm, you can rest assured that you're ready for whatever comes your way. If you're just starting, don't feel overwhelmed. Start small and build your kit over time. Stay prepared, stay safe, and take control of your preparedness today.